first citizen testimony, 1382A.
Request of Mike O'Callaghan to address council regarding theft.
O'Callaghan, come on up.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify again. You guys stole my fourth tent. Okay, number four. And I'll give you a little history about this. It's kind of fun.
But just remember that there are children watching at home, perhaps.
Pardon?
There are children maybe watching at home, so if you could keep it polite, I'd very much appreciate it.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm going to give a history lesson. Okay, the French and the English were at war. Battling, and the English were expected to lose, and the French developed a ploy that when they caught all these English, that they would cut off their middle finger, and therefore they wouldn't be able to use the longbow. So happened, the English won. So in defiance, they developed this gesture showing that they still had their middle finger, so they could still use their longbows. And to this day, it continues. And the term, which I won't say, is a bastardization of a French term instead of the English. But anyway, I have a few other items on my agenda. Anyway, how's it progressing on feeding millions? I made a suggestion that indeed the council could pass a law prohibiting supermarkets from throwing away passport date food, just like France did. All these people could get fed if you just passed that law. I suggested that about 8 months ago. Any progress? Didn't think so. Anyway, another thing that I'd like to suggest to the council is not a tax on butts, but indeed a deposit on butts. I pick up litter. There are a lot of cigarette butts around. It's kind of offensive. And let's put a penny tax on them, 20 cents a pack. Okay, and they'll be marked so that all you got to do is save them and turn them back in. There's no cost involved for anybody. And if you don't, people can go around and pick them up and turn them back in and get money for them. Okay, no cost. You can stop this. People from throwing, and I have a slogan, pick your butt, so I don't have to. Thank you. Okay, now, I talked about the computerized elections, okay, and, there never has been an election in this country overturned on the basis of computer fraud. Okay, say either A or B, take your choice. Either it's all above the board and everybody's legal and nobody's cheating, or it's a perfect crime. Now, if you recall my last testimony, I mentioned Florida and Bush, and I followed this quite closely since I litigated it in Alaska. There were five computers that had more votes on the computer than ballots in the ballot box. And there's only one way that happens, okay? And then you saw things shift quite rapidly to butterfly ballots, and you saw it shift again to Chad, hanging Chad. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Okay, let's hear the next person, 1382.